Welcome to our presentation, Collaborative Data Processing and Documenting Using OrgBubble. My name is Lukas Bosson and I'm from the RWTH Aachen University in the city of Aachen, Germany.
And my name is Jonathan Hartman. I'm also from the IT Center here at RWTH Aachen.
Great. And we will show you today how you can use Org mode for data processing. So you see a little workflow, what we are going to do. First, we will give you a slight introduction to Org mode. Then we will dive into the part of data preparing. First, you're going to query the data using the language Sparkle. Then we're going to clean it using a different language. And in the main part of our presentation, we're going to do the data processing. First, aggregating using Python. Later on, counting items using Org and even visualizing it using R. At the end, we're going to show you how to preserve the data and the document and its documentation. First, doing and plain exporting, then adding some metadata, and showing you two different ways. First, a manual export, and also then a batch processed export. All right, let's dive in to that. Jonathan, can you give us an introduction about Org mode?
Of course. So in case anyone isn't familiar with it, Org mode, in the words of Karsten Dominik, is Back to the Future for plain text. So this is just a module available for Emacs, plain text base. It's been around since 2003, which makes it about 20 years old, and it's extensible and fully customizable.
In especially, it's very convenient, very good for scientific text production and organization. So, for example, you can do project management, agenda, diary, journaling, personal knowledge management, presentation. Even this is written in Org mode. It's an Org mode presentation. You can do single source publishing, which we will do later on, and also literary programming, which is the core of our talk. Okay, so let me stop this presentation here. So what you see here is the plain text underneath it. So this is Org mode. And Jonathan, since we kind of already did the introduction together, should we also do the working part together?
Of course. So you see on the screen there on the right, that's my screen in Emacs. And Lucas, why don't you host a session using CRDT and I'll connect to your buffer.
Okay, great. I do that. So what I do, I'm using Doom Emacs and I can use the space and then the L for the live share collab part. And I can use the S for share current buffer. So when I do this, I'm getting also for some settings. I'm going with the default settings here. So default port, no password, and my display name. And now Emacs is connecting. And once it's connected, which just takes a couple of seconds, I can get the URL. So I'm going back to this menu and using Y for copying the URL of the current session. And this is the URL I'm going to send over to you, Jonathan, to pick that up.
Right. Okay. And now on my screen, I'm going to do a space L C for connect. And I'm going to paste the URL that Lucas just sent me in here. Default port, no password. And we're connecting now. So this takes a second just to get us synced up. So we can work on the same document at the same time. We can follow each other's cursors around. We can have multiple buffers open and work on them at the same time. And so here you see that we are both in the same document. You can see my cursor popping around. And you can see we're both editing the same item.
Great. So we also see who else is currently in our buffer with the user overview. So let me just delete that window and let's gonna work in our main one. So we said first part is about data retrieval. So we should give it a headline. We said prepare stage. So what are we gonna do first, Jonathan?
So what we're gonna do, what this whole document is based upon, is we're gonna pull data from Wikidata using a Sparkle query. The data we're going to pull is related to the NFDIs, which here in Germany is the National Forschungsdaten Infrastructure. which is a sort of collection of universities that work together on various research projects. And this is just sort of emblematic of the kind of data that we would be interested in working with here. So I'm going to paste the pre-written code. I'm going to paste some text in here.
Yeah, while you are talking, I just keep documenting. So what we do so we can split the work.
Right. In here, after a minor technical upset, is the raw dataset cell, and it's going to use Sparkle, which is how we have the syntax highlighting in our code here. It's going to go to the URL endpoint query.wikidata.org/sparkle. And it's going to return the data as a text CSV, and it's going to cache that data so that we don't constantly hammer the API every time we run this notebook. And so I'm going to run that there, and you can see down at the bottom of my screen, we're contacting the host query.wikidata.org.
And there's a result.
Yeah, except I think that for our purposes here, we're just going to limit this to 50 results.
Oh, yeah.
Just so it's a little easier for us to manage. I'm going to run that again.
Okay.
There we go. That looks a little better.
I think that's fine. 50 items is fine. So what do we see here, Jonathan?
Right. So the first thing we see when we look at this is a couple of Q codes at the top, which are an artifact of Wikidata. So these are pages which don't have a label for whichever institution they happen to be. And for our purposes here, we're just going to exclude them. We could just go on Wikidata and edit them ourselves. But for now, it's a little more interesting if we go and remove them. So I'm going to create a new cell, Lucas, if you don't mind starting one for data cleaning.
Oh, yeah. Good part. Yeah, data cleaning. Okay. How do you want to do that, Jonathan?
I'm going to use a shell commands.
Okay.
So let's see. There we go. And so you can see here is another cell that the cell is now using a shell, and that we have this thing var input equals raw dataset, which is the name of the cell above where we got our data from Wikidata. And this is going to run just a simple shell command. It's going to take the input and then run sed on it and exclude any records which have a Q followed by one or more digits afterwards. And so that should remove those from our data set. So I'm going to run that. And that seems to have done the trick.
Great. Yeah, that's really, we got rid of all the Q items. Very good. So we just have two column table, institutions, and consortia. Very nice. So let's come to our main part, doing some processing. So let me give you a headline here. Process the data. What do you want to do first?
So this is not a very complicated data set, but let's just do some simple counts first. So I'm going to start with Python, and we're just going to do some aggregation with Python. So again, I've got some pre-written code here. And so you can see that we've started a cell using Python. The variable clean df now is equal to clean data set. So we're going to take that data that we retrieved from the Sparkle query, we're going to run it through the cleaning cell, and then we're going to import it into this cell. And this is just going to do some simple Python aggregation. We're going to import pandas, which is the Python data science library, create a data frame out of our input, and then aggregate it, grouping on wlabel and getting a count from that and returning it. So if we execute that cell.
Yes, we get institutions and account. But what about not ordering by the alphabet, but more like ordering by counts?
Sure. So let's do this. Sort values, I think, is the Python. How does that look?
Better, but I would like to have to the highest number first and then ascending. Well, not ascending, descending.
Right, so we can do ascending equals false.
This is perfect, I'd say.
Great.
Very good. Okay. That's nice. We get a good overview here, but can we also do something else? Like, you know, counting how many institutions are involved in one consortium, and also using this later on in the text.
Sure. So I'm going to put a new, if you give me another heading down here for institutions per consortium. And here we're going to use awk code just to spice things up and add, you know, yet another language in here. So you can see this is awk. We're using standard in instead of defining a variable. But the really interesting thing about this cell is that we have this var consortium equals NFDI for memory. And what this code is doing is it's counting anytime it sees that particular consortium name and keeping track of that. So if we execute this, Lucas, why don't you execute this one?
Okay, I go ahead. Pressing enter it. And I get a result NFDI for memory because this is our default value for this variable. And we get the count. So it's 5 institutions are involved in the NFDI for memory consortium. Great. But the very nice thing, what I think, is here that we can use this code snippet within our text. So blend it in seamlessly. Let me give you an example. So I'm writing now the text. So now we know how many institutions are in. Give me an example. So I would like to know how many institutions are involved in NFDI for objects, which is a consortium. So I'm writing call underscore and using the name of this snippet here, of this cell, which is inst count parenthesis, and writing my value NFDI objects. So as soon as I evaluate this using control C, control C, I get the result back here. So, and I can do this even for more. Or in writing call inst count, go with NFDI for Earth, which is another consortium. Control C, control C. It's 3 institutions. So this can be used throughout your text. And as soon as the data set changes from in the beginning, maybe different result for querying Wikidata, this also will be updated once it's exported. Very nice, Jonathan. But I think we did a lot of analysis on the text and counting things. Can we also do something more visual, showing something?
Sure. So what we can do with this, because we just have two columns here that are sort of related, we can build a little network plot out of it. So let's make a network visualization. We're going to use the iGraph library from R and just plot the edges that we see here. So there we go. There's my little heading. And space. And so here is R code. Again, just to be fancy and keep using different languages in here. We set a variable called NFDI edges equal to clean data set. So this again is sort of cascading through the original data that we pulled from the Wikidata endpoint, cleaning that data, and now it's being inserted into this cell as well. But you see the difference here, instead of exporting a table, what we're saying is that there will be a graphics file and it will be called networkplot.png. All right, and so Lucas, why don't you execute this one?
There you go. I can click Control C, Control C. And I get a nice plot of this network below our cell. So this is very nice indeed. So I think it's about time to wrap it up and to export and to preserve the data and the documentation that we have in our very last step, calling preserve. So I would like to do it in 2 steps. First, maybe manually exporting it, and but then also doing it in a batch process. Give you some insights on how to do that manual export. For example, you can do a LaTeX export. Let me write down the key combination to do that here. So you press space and then the letter M, the letter E, letter L, letter O. Okay, let me show you how this is done. So I'm pressing space. I'm pressing M, which is my local leader. I'm pressing E, which is now the org export dispatch. And now I have different options I can choose from. I want to do a LaTeX export because I want to get in PDF. So I'm pressing L. Now I've got different options available. So I'm pressing O for as a PDF file and open that. So you see now the code. So now this is exporting document. And what we have here is a PDF, which contains our workflow in the beginning, our bullet points we have here, and also the code snippet that we use for querying the data. And we have the result below that. So this is our table with all the data sets. But as you can see, this is running out of the page. So this is not very nice using the default settings. But everything is in this PDF. And I guess we can now show you a way how to improve this result.
Right. So we have, of course, a version of this, which we prepared ahead of time, which is more or less identical to the one we just made, but it has a little more text, a little more explanation, a little more documentation along with the code. But you can see we have some metadata up at the top, you know, the title, the authors, a bibliography, and most importantly, the custom export.setup file, which lists specifically the sort of LaTeX commands that we're using and the HTML that we're going to styles that we're going to use. And then down at the bottom of this file, we have our automatic batch process. So here is one more language we're including in here. So this is Lisp. And you can see here we are exporting to HTML, ASCII, and PDF. And so the nice thing about this is that this is a document, it is a sort of document that we have a couple of, that we can have running automatically and building, and it will export a HTML, an ASCII file, and a PDF file every time it's run based off of the most recent data available on Wikidata. So it's self-documenting. So we have, of course, our data retrieval steps, our data cleaning steps, our data preparation steps, and our preservation steps all listed at the same time. And then you can see over on the right, there's an example of the HTML file that we get out of this. We also get a very nicely formatted PDF file, which doesn't have that little issue with the overflow of the table. It's very nicely put together. And we even have an ASCII file. And I should also point out very quickly, while you have this one up, Lucas, at the after the awk code, you can see the text for the number of consortia or the number of institutions per consortia is actually printed in line.
Yeah, you're very right. So this is what we had as code. And now this is kind of nicely integrated into our text. So we got the consortium and number of institutions. So you can't tell the difference between code and text.
And those are automatically updated. So if another institution joins NFDI for Earth, then the next time this runs, we update the text right here, and it's nothing we have to worry about. We just pull it directly out of Wikidata.
And so for the sake of completeness, this is the ASCII file. That's in the export format. But it contains also everything, code and data. Yeah. So this is what we wanted to show you, how to do some data processing, some collaborative work, documenting using OrgBubble. Thanks for listening.
Thank you all. Have a good day.